Hello, folks, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Features. I'm your host, Tom Majeur, and today we're going to talk about bicycles and health. I have as my guest today Pastor E.J. Wolf of the Frost, Edmore, and Lakeview Seventh-day Adventist Church. Welcome, Pastor.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great. You know, we aren't going to be talking about a sermon today.
No. We're talking about young people, getting them excited about getting outside, some fresh air and exercise. So I'm glad to talk about.
You know, there's a song, a children's song, that we need to be a sermon in shoes. I think it'll be sermons on rubber. But we'll talk what type of rubber that's going to be.
That's right.
So, Pastor, would you lead us in a word of prayer?
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the privilege we have of serving in Michigan. We're grateful, Lord, for learning different ways of being of ministry in our communities. Guide us now in our conversation as we share this vision in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor, you know, many people kind of say, what do they do the rest of the week after they preach their sermon? Do you keep busy?
A little bit. Yeah, we've been involved in farming. We're doing some raised beds for our community pretty soon.
Well, actually, listeners, you want to stay that this one is in the germination chamber.
That's right.
And it's not a small germination chamber. It's a huge one. We're just holding back. What would you call your realm right now? Is it like trial or is this?
We're doing a trial in April. We're giving 8 free raised beds in our community. And I like to do things where we're building relationship with people.
Right.
And so.
Well, that's what Jesus is all about, relationships.
That's right.
He loved us so much that he came and died for us.
Yes.
Hey, I'm doing the sermon.
Okay. This youth triathlon that we're going to be talking about today is that same kind of thing. We're meeting over 6 different training sessions. So it's not just a race and then we're done. It's not one event. We're building relationships with moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, the whole family that comes out and watches their young person out there swim, bike, and run. And that relationship is what we're there for.
You alluded to some of the activities. You talked about swimming and bicycling. Did you say running or walking?
That's right. That's right. So our triathlon is for kids ages 6 to 15, and a lot of parents are like, well, our kids have never done a triathlon before. I tell them this is the perfect triathlon for them. It's a starter triathlon. Kids ages 6 to 8 will swim 50 yards, then they'll bike 2 miles, and then they'll do a 1-mile run. So it's a short, it's a sprint triathlon, but it's a great way to get them exercising something besides their thumbs this summer.
All right. All right. Now, I got a question. Is this just one big event or do they do some training?
Yeah, we meet over 6 weeks. So we're trying
to... So it's not a one and done thing.
It's not a one and done thing. We do 2 events. We'll do a bike and a run or a swim and a run every other week. And right now, we're going to be at Montcalm Community College and Grand Blanc.
Now, one of the reasons they're there, do they have a swimming pool there?
They have a swimming pool. So that's one of the things, if you'd like to have a ministry like this, you need to find out first if the swimming pool in your area will allow you to use it for an event, a youth event like this.
Okay, good. And we're going to talk more about this in depth. So you've kind of described the event. Is it every other week that they meet?
We meet every week.
Well, you change the activities.
We change the activities.
Okay, rotates.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, we run every time because the run is really the hardest for most of the young people.
And have you noticed that maybe young people become more sedentary over a generation or two?
Well, that's exactly how we're able to get business owners in our community involved to help us. We give every child who attends our triathlon a free bicycle.
Really?
If they finish the training. So if you come 6 weeks, you're going to get a free bike on race day. So that's pretty exciting.
So you got to show up for race day.
You do show up for race day, yes. The cool thing about this ministry is after they're done and they've got a brand new bike, they're not going to stop exercising. They've got a brand new bike in there.
Oh, you got to use it.
Right, that's right. So we love that.
Really, bicycles is the first mobility that young people have, right?
Yes. We've got some kids, 6 years old, learning to get their tricycle, you know, not tricycle, but their training wheels off. And they do. Some kids learning how to swim for the first time there. So we tell them, don't worry, if they can't swim, they can put on a vest and go with it. And we have a blast.
You know, that kind of reminds me, you talk about getting the, do they have the training wheels off by the end of the?
No.
Okay.
No. It's, our purpose isn't to see who's going to be first, second, or third. In fact, this triathlon's very different. They're racing against themselves.
Okay. How do you race against yourself?
So we time you every time that are doing one of the events, a swim, bike, or a run. Then we give you a little paper that lets you know, here was your time this week. Next week, you've got to try and beat that time. So it's a competition against themselves.
How do they compete against? You told me, but how successful are they in competing against themselves?
You know, you'd be surprised how competitive kids this age are.
Okay.
And when they see that paper and they realize, oh, we try to tell them on the first time that we're training, go slow, because the next time you're going to have to try and beat that time.
So how many of them go slow the first time?
None of them. As soon as that button is pushed, they're off and running.
You can't help it.
No,
huh?
That's right.
It's in them. So how much improvement I'm sure it's all spectrum, but how much improvement have you observed?
Well, we see improvement not just in their physical ability to swim, bike, and run, but we're able to share with them health messages while we're there. We're able to share with them Bible stories while we're there. I pray with them every time we meet together. And our school principal is there, and he comes and he talks about our school. Our Pathfinder director comes and talks about Pathfinders.
And that's a youth club for both boys and girls.
That's right.
And it starts at age 10. And so some of your participants are already 10 to, you said, to 18.
16.
16, okay.
Yep. So it's a great place for us to kind of introduce them to other programs that are available for young people. Vacation Bible School that's coming up. We let them know about those programs.
You know, let me just pause here for a moment. I've been doing this recording for a period of time, and we went through COVID.
Yeah.
And when I talk to nonprofit organizations and such that work with young people and stuff, this was a game changer. It bent the trajectory somewhat. People are less social.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have the media, and on the station we have presenters talking about the media and its effects. And we don't need to go there. But this is doing not only what I'm hearing is they can plug in after this event. They've been introduced to a new lifestyle, more active lifestyle.
That's right.
Share with me, I assume the swimming is indoors.
Yes, it is. It has to be inside the pool. And that way, the liability is on the YMCA or the college pool instead of liability on the local church.
Yeah, because you have the shore, and then you have all the water on the other side.
Right.
And you can't control that other side.
That's right.
And so there's... with that in mind, I'm just thinking, they're physically, is the running done inside or outside?
Outside.
Okay. And then the bicycling is done?
Also outside.
Outside. And so you're getting young people, two of those three events are outside.
Right.
They talk about some of the people that getting our young people outside because of the video games and the indoor activities has become a challenge.
One of the ways that we're able to do this, the church doesn't pay for that many bicycles. Actually, when I went to my church board and told them...
Your church, the Frost is the little church in the Wildwood. Wildwood, it's out in the middle of the field.
That's right.
It has three trees around it.
Potato country.
Yeah, potato country. Potatoes, and they don't grow only so tall. So, I mean, this is a small, active, vibrant church.
It is, yeah.
But wonderful, but they're doing their part, and then other people are joining with them to make this happen.
This program began when we were doing start new programs for people to help them learn about how to live a better life, right? 8 laws of health. But most of the people who were coming were over 50, already had diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure. And I thought, how can we get this message to young people?
So what you're saying is you're kind of picking up the pieces after things have kind of fallen on the floor.
That's right. Young people are getting diabetes and high blood pressure now much younger, and I wanted to be able to reach them. So I asked, Lord, what are we going to do? How can we get young people to learn these important 8 laws of health? And God, not audibly, but just impress me. Why don't you do a triathlon? There's a lot of people in the Gaylord area who loved to...
Gaylord?
Gaylord's where it all began.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you up there at that time?
I was up there at that time.
Okay.
Yep. So we have a really nice...
So it was natural. I mean, the environment is already oriented to these events.
There's a huge sportsplex up there. They were really nice. And as soon as we got the sportsplex name on our brochure,
it gave credibility.
It gave us credibility. So I went to the business owners and I told them, listen, we want to help kids exercise something besides their thumbs. They said, we're on board. And
really?
They
praise the Lord for the Gaylord businessmen.
That's right. $100 sponsors one child, $200 at the time sponsored 2 children. Now it's up to $125 because everything's gone up.
Right.
But you can get a bicycle at Walmart for $125. We let parents know if you'd like to get a nicer bike, you contribute the rest of that, and they're thrilled to get, you know, a new bike for their kids.
Oh, add $50 or $25, $50 or $75, and they got the bike of their dreams.
That's right. We've got several businesses who are gold sponsors. They give 5 bikes.
Wow.
For kids of the community, and we're very grateful for our sponsors. We couldn't do it without them. Our first year in Gaylord, we had, I think, 36 kids.
Wow.
Our Vacation Bible School, we usually have maybe 4 or 5 kids come to Vacation Bible School. So to have, you know, from our community, 36 kids come to an event, our church was thrilled. Yeah. They were very excited about it.
And the Gaylord Church is a wonderful church. I love them.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they are. Since then, we've gone to Frost and done it at Montcalm Community College. We've done it in Alma. Their college... They let us use their track, their pool, completely free. They paid the lifeguards and everything.
Wow.
And just...
They were making it happen.
We had 60 young people there and a triathlon at Montcalm at the same time. So wow. I was running between 2 different events. Boy, and having a blast.
Think about all those bikes you were having to do. And.
But you know, the Lord provided that year $10,000 for the bikes that we needed for both events. So that was incredible. We've never had a year where I had to come to the church and say, you know what? We don't have enough money to give all the kids a bike. The Lord's always provided. He's been really good.
Stepping out in faith, putting your foot in the water.
That's right. That's right.
Wow. Hey, listen, listeners. We're talking to Pastor E.J. Wolf. He's the pastor of the Frost and the Edmore and Lakeview churches. And he has an event called the Youth Triathlon, and they give away $125 towards a bicycle for youth that qualify, that actually earn it by participating and doing their part. They've got some skin in this game. Oh, maybe a couple skin knees too.
That's right.
And a couple blisters.
To qualify, they don't just show up for the event. They need to be swimming at least once a week. They run 3 times a week.
Oh, you mean by themselves?
By themselves.
Ooh.
And they, so they're biking 3 days a week, they're running 3 days a week, and they swim once a week. So when they turn in their training, we can see, yep, they've qualified for the bike.
Well, listeners, you just stay tuned for the second half of Strong Tower Radio feature, and we're talking about the Youth Triathlon, and maybe you can find out how your children... Or maybe you can help sponsor one of these in your area. We'll be right back.
I am so thankful that Strong Tower Radio provides solid, biblical teaching and God-honoring music to encourage me day by day. I have been so blessed by the programming I hear, and I count it a privilege to be a regular supporter of this station. Won't you pray for Strong Tower Radio? And then call 877-278-5512 or go online to strongtowerradio.org to make a tax-free donation to keep this radio station on the air.
Hello, folks, and we're back with Pastor E.J. Wolf
with us on Strong Tower Radio Features. I'm your host, Tom Majeure. We're talking about
youth triathlon, and this youth triathlon can be in your neighborhood, can be at your church. This is reproducible. You know, when I was in commercial education, higher education, they talked about it needs to be reproducible.
That's right.
Is this reproducible? Is this a one and done? Is this a Pastor E.J. Wolf Incorporated?
No, absolutely not. One of the things I love about this program is there's pools all across Michigan, right? All across America, we've got pools. Anywhere there's a pool, we can have a triathlon event.
So you're saying that's a minimum requirement is a pool.
That's it.
That's it.
You find a pool, we're in good shape.
Okay. Wow. That's okay. That includes many of our listening audience.
Our programs are happening in tiny little churches, right? So you don't have to be in a big city like Grand Rapids or Detroit. You can do it in a tiny little suburban
or even
rural town where they've got a pool at the community college or at a YMCA. So it's really an easy program to get started because you don't need a whole lot of money to get started with this.
That's almost impossible. I mean, everything costs money. Everything costs money.
It does. And this program costs money too, but here's the beauty of this. The money for our program is coming through the local business owners. And so I'm building a relationship, not just with the kids in our community and their parents, but I'm building a relationship with business owners who want to make a difference in the lives of young people in our community. And what are those business owners seeing? They're seeing that our church, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, loves young people and we're investing in them. And so every year when I go back to let them know about the triathlon and I show them the pictures of the kids getting their medallions and their new bicycles, they're like, how much do you want me to write the check for this year?
So, really? Wow. You know, and let me talk about this. You don't have to have a youth pastor to do this.
No. I've got three churches and I'm...
You split three ways.
That's right.
They get a third of you.
That's right. But several of our churches band together. There's usually one pool within the three churches. And so we've got church members from Lakeview helping, some from Edmore, and we're grateful. We all work together for that ministry.
And when you say reproducible, you started it up in Gaylord. So Right. You reproduced it down here in your new district of responsibilities.
That's right. We've been there now 8 years doing triathlons. Wow. Our first triathlon.
I've said over and over again, anything that has longevity, I don't know what's the secret to it, but it's successful.
Yeah. And the beauty of this program is when I'm gone, pastors don't usually stay around for too long. The leadership of that church have taken it on as their own ministry now. And so most of the fundraising is done by a church member.
Really?
And he's the one who leads it so that I can go out and help other churches who want to do the same thing.
Let me ask you this question. But our church is too small. How many members hits critical mass in order to put on a triathlon?
So I tell church leaders, if you've got six people in your church, you can do a triathlon.
Six people.
So we've got three divisions, and you need two trainers per division. And so those trainers are there in case one guy can't make it that week, the other guy's there to back you up.
Okay.
So really, six people is all you need to get started. And your job as a trainer isn't to swim, bike, and run with them. You're there to cheer them on. You're to be their cheerleader. So if you can stop and start a button, you can be a trainer.
Wow. So what I'm hearing you say is the threshold is pretty low.
That's right. Yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot of training. I will usually do about a two-hour training at a church, let them know what's involved. And this year, praise the Lord, Pastor Daniel Ferez and his team decided they want to do it in Grand Blanc. And
Grand Blanc is in southeastern Michigan.
That's right. And so we're excited to get started there. And we want to see this happening all across Michigan, all across North America.
So is this just a Michigan thing?
It isn't. We've done a triathlon in Indiana, in Arizona.
Arizona, that's not cold enough.
And we were at GYC this year.
What is GYC?
Generation Youth Christ.
Yes.
And they were, we had a booth there at the event.
And that event is young people from the age 12 plus with guardians.
That's right. What better place, right, to talk about a youth ministry? So we packed up our van, headed out there.
And is this 100 young people?
5,000 young people.
5,000 young people were exposed to your ministry.
And
that started in Gaylord, Michigan.
That's right.
Okay.
And 187 youth leaders signed up saying, tell us more. We want to do something like this in our community. So that was a great success.
Wow. And how do you coordinate and talk to them? Is there some contact info? I can just tell that some people in our listening audience are wanting to know about this ministry for their children, for their grandchildren, for the kids in their neighborhood. And there's others who want to say, hey, we need this in our community, in our church. Where do you start?
So if you want to learn more about our youth triathlon ministry, go to youth-triathlon.com.
That's
youth-triathlon.com.
That's simple enough.
Pretty simple. There you'll be able to sign up if you're in our local area where there is a triathlon.
So it costs $1,000 to sign up?
Free.
Wait a minute. Nothing's free.
It is completely free. With that, you're going to get a triathlon t-shirt for your triathlete, a medallion after you complete the race, and eligible for a free bike if you complete the six-week training.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is too good to be true.
We're excited about it. And I think that's what a lot of young youth leaders are also excited about, because kids get excited about getting outside and doing something. And parents, grandparents love to see their kids doing sports events and stuff like this. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, let's talk about that impact of the ministry. What does it do for the local congregation that has 6 to 10 active members?
It gets them active, right?
So you're saying it's not only the children that get active, you're talking about moms and dads, grandparents, and friends.
Yeah, they're learning how to minister the way Jesus ministered. You know, Jesus went out and he mingled amongst men looking for their how he could minister to their good. And that's exactly what our goals are too. Besides, as the kids are going around the track doing their run, we're talking with mom and dad and talking about how Johnny or Sally are doing.
And every parent has aspirations, disappointments. They have things they need to talk about.
That's right, yeah.
And you're just there.
We're there. We're a listening ear. And we're building relationships with them. On week five, we have a picnic with the whole group. So they get a chance to have a plant-based meal. Our last picnic, I was trying to get each kid to at least try one bean.
Oh, one bean. A bean, huh?
Oh, no.
Now, that's a pretty low threshold. But it may be a big one for some of them.
That's right.
Now I want to share with this. What is, we've alluded to the past. You're talking a little bit about the present, and what about the future?
We want to help these triathlons to go all across America. So if you'd like to start a triathlon ministry, please contact us. We're going to give you our brochures. We're going to give you all of the posters and things that we've developed over the years free of charge, because we want to see young people healthy, not just physically healthy, but build a relationship with Jesus too.
You know, it kind of makes me think about Habitat for Humanity, where no more shacks with Millard Fillmore. I don't call him that. That's not quite exactly right. But he felt this burden for this. And now you see a Habitat for Humanity in just about every county across the country. And so this is a thing that doesn't have a lot of infrastructure.
It doesn't, no.
You don't have to store bicycles.
No, we don't store any bicycles, which is a huge blessing, right?
Yeah. And it's just amazing. The pool is already there in the community, and kids are active. You just got to push a little start button and get them going.
And get them going. So if you've got a whistle, six people in your church who want to help young people have a healthier lifestyle, you can have this ministry going in your area.
So what else do you want to share with our listeners in the last couple minutes of our program?
I want to encourage you to start a ministry where you're not just inviting them to a one-and-done event. Do something in your church that's going to have people coming back week after week after week so you can build a relationship. Oftentimes we see in so many of our churches...
Vacation Bible School would be the same thing.
Great. Yeah, it is a wonderful program because they're coming every single day, right?
But it ends after a week.
It ends after a week. And the relationship's just kind of starting there.
Yes.
And we wonder, well, why do we have so many people come to this one event, but then we can't get them to come to something else?
Right.
And we haven't developed that relationship with them yet. And so work on a program like a youth triathlon where you can be in contact with them throughout the week. You can be encouraging them. And when you're cheering on their kids, you've won their heart.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, Pastor EJ, is this just for Seventh-day Adventists?
Absolutely not. Yeah, we would love to help any organization.
You got bicycles of all denominations.
That's right.
Would you share with our listeners, now I think that the interest is even higher than we were at the break when we first announced it, about how to get in contact with Youth Triathlon, and some of them will actually want to ask you a question, I'm sure, of some of the particulars.
Yeah, the triathlon, it isn't a competition. The triathlon isn't a competition. It's about encouraging healthy lifestyles and positive activities for young people in our community. If you're thinking, I don't know if our little church can do something like this, I want to encourage you. Our first year when we were fundraising for our youth triathlon, we didn't have all the money until we were about to ready to buy the bicycles. But the people behind our community were so supportive. We had banks saying, let us know what day we'll be there. We'll come out not only to sponsor you with some money, but we'll come out and help out with the event.
It makes me think of Stone Soup and that story where the soldiers, all they said is we need a pot, a water, and three smooth stones, and the rest everybody provided.
That's right. Don't forget about the clubs, the Rotary, the Kiwanis clubs. These clubs are fantastic. They gave us money and they came out to help too. We had them.
So it just kept growing.
It did. They were out there pumping bike tires and making sure the seats were all set up right. And so these guys are great. They're service-minded, right?
Right.
And who wouldn't want to have service-minded people know about your church and how much you care about the kids in your community? Get out to those service clubs too. We went to car dealerships, just ask them, hey, who would I talk to about sponsoring a youth event? And the car dealerships were wonderful about getting some wheels out to young people, right?
That's right. Just winding up, how do they get a hold of you?
If you'd like to get a hold of me, my name is EJ Wolf, but our website is youth-triathlon.com. Go to youth-triathlon.com to learn all about how our program is run. And if you'd like to start one in your area, please contact me. You can write me at pastorwolf@gmail.com.
pastorwolf@gmail.com. You've been listening to Strong Tower Radio Features. We're talking about the youth triathlon. God bless you as this goes across America.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye now.